is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It is the Steve Cochran Show. Steve is not here today. He is taking a day off to do a little holiday shopping, spend time with the family. We're holding the fort down for him. I guess that's the right term, right, Dave?
I think that's the right term. It's not really a fort, but we are holding it down.
Yeah, we're holding something down.
Yes.
I don't know if we're holding it down well, but we're giving it our best shot anyway. Thank you for being with us. We're all here. I'm Andrea. Dave Ennett's here. Kevin's doing sports. Big O is in studio with us. Vic Vaughn in the newsroom. Mary in traffic. Michael and LFR producing our program today. All right, so before the news, Dave, you, me, Kevin, Steve, we all had an opportunity to play the last round at Oak Meadows Golf Course, the old Elmhurst Country Club, over the summer before they started this massive project. It's one of the biggest environmental projects in the country. It's a $20 million project. They're literally tearing up the two of the golf courses, Oak Meadows and Maple Meadows, all part of the DuPage County Forest Preserve, and they're rebuilding everything because, as you know, in DuPage County, every time it rains, there's a lot of flooding. So every time it would pour rain, Salt Creek would get flooded, all the golf courses would be flooded. It would just be a nightmare. And that, of course, went into the Forest Preserve trails as well. It was just a big mess. So Ed Stevenson, the director of golf operations for the DuPage County Forest Preserve, said, you know what? I'm going to take on this project on my own and single-handedly rebuild the whole golf course. Ed, isn't that something that you said?
Absolutely. Single-handedly, Andrea. It's just the way it went down. But absolutely. It's been a big project. We've had a big team. And, definitely took this on with the talents of lots of others.
Dan Rohn did a really nice feature on the renovation and what you're going through right now for WGN-TV. And kind of walk us through the process of what you're having to do and what makes this project so ginormous.
Well, you know, it's fun to get to talk about golf here in December. And, you know, this project really started years ago. We looked at this great property we have in the western suburbs. And the Forest Preserve District originally preserved that property because we wanted to hold stormwater. We wanted to preserve open space. And at the same time, it had a great historic golf course on it. But we realized, you know, to be able to hold stormwater and play golf at the same time is pretty tough to do. So we went into this project asking the question, could we do both better? Could we actually do a project that would allow us to hold more stormwater, protecting the residents' basements, businesses, and backyards, but then also make a golf course that was really going to be something special in the Chicago community? And we started with a master plan back in 2011. We did a search. We ended up with a really talented local golf course architect named Greg Martin, who shepherded us along the way. And here we are in 2015. We've broken ground on a project that, you know, at face value is a golf project, but when you look at what it's going to accomplish, as you said in the lead-in, Andrea, it's going to improve water quality. It's going to let us hold more stormwater. It's going to create wetlands. And it's really become this massive environmental improvement project that happens to have golf in it.
Ed, specifically, what are you doing with Salt Creek?
Well, there's a mile of Salt Creek that flows through the property. It's always really been the center of the story. And we decided that we wanted to manage it better. We wanted to connect it to the floodplain and, in fact, try to restore it to the conditions it might have been in 100 years ago. So to get that started, we actually had to divert Salt Creek through the property. Our contractor came in, built a mile-long diversion ditch through the property, and Salt Creek for the last few months has instead been flowing through this temporary trough while the crews have been in and been rehabbing and restoring the habitat and doing things to improve the oxygen levels right in Salt Creek as it flows through the golf course.
So you're like Superman. You've changed the course of a mighty river.
Or Moses.
Yeah, exactly. You know, didn't know water could be moved, and certainly, leaving a PGA school, never realized that, moving rivers would be part of the job.
Ed, there's so much history involved with Oak Meadows, and especially the old Elmhurst Country Club. I know before the clubhouse was struck by lightning a few years ago and unfortunately burned to the ground, when you walked into that place, it was like going through a museum. There were vaults, you know, from the old Prohibition days, so there's a lot of history. Tell everybody what you've unearthed, not you, well, you and your team have unearthed during this process.
Well, yeah, you know, going into this project, as you say, Andre, we knew there was so much history. There's, you know, pictures we found recently of Bob Hope being out there, and certainly, you know, from the Elmhurst Country Club days, guys like Bob Newhart, his dad was a club member, and he used to hang out there. Ben Hogan, a golf legend, won a championship there, so we knew it had some colorful history. There was also on part of the property a bit of a rumored mafia background. So we always wondered, once we peeled things back, what would we find? And one afternoon, our contractor gives me a call and says, hey, Ed, we've stopped work in one of the areas because we found something. And I said, yikes, I was ready for the Hoffa headline here. Turns out that there was a granite cylinder. And I said, you know, describe this granite cylinder to me. And turns out there was writing on the cylinder, and we were shocked to have unearthed an actual headstone. And we spent some time to try to piece this together. We contacted the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency, and we were very relieved to find out that certainly, no, it wasn't Jimmy Hoffa, and there was no graves on the site, but it was a headstone, perhaps a cast off or some fill that had brought in at some point from a gentleman that actually had passed away in 1905. So, you know, in addition to just the golf history that's on the site, we realized that there's a deep, deep history in passing that place.
And you found some old golf balls, too, some of the illegal ones, I've heard.
Well, that's really one of the fun parts. You know, as we peeled back, we found things like a beer bottle from a company that went out of business during Prohibition, a beer obviously enjoyed a long time ago. But we found old Dunlops and old Wilson balls. And recently had the chance to go through the creek, and I had read a book that a friend of ours had published during the summer, writing about his days caddying at the old Elmhurst Country Club. And he talked about finding this golf ball that was special to him because it was unique. It was, in fact, one of the first illegal golf balls, called a sweet shot. And our architect, Greg Martin, was combing through the creek bed and picks this one ball up with a strange dimple pattern, and lo and behold, a perfectly preserved sweet shot. So if it still does go further and it's still illegal, we can talk about sneaking it into Cochran's golf bag.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
No, he would never. Yeah. He would never.
We need that in our golf bag.
When is the project going to be done, and when will we be golfing there again?
Well, it's been a long project. It's going to take the better part of 2 years to complete construction, but we've got a good head start, and we expect to be open for golf again in 2017.
That's perfect.
Right. We'll be there.
We'll be there, Ed. First round.
Well, thank you, and can't wait to see you out there, and it really is going to be something special.
Ed, thanks for talking with us. This is a really cool project and a big undertaking, and I love some of the stuff that you found buried, too.
Well, hey, we're going to peel back a few more layers and make some more history there in the future. So, Andrea, Dave, thanks so much for your interest and time.
You bet. Thanks. That's Ed Stevenson, the Director of Golf Operations for the DuPage County Forest Preserve. Incidentally, you can go online and see some of the pictures of everything he's talking about and follow the renovation process either at dupagegolf.com or dupageforest.org.
I want some of those balls.
I want a couple of those, too. Mary, that'll get you to play.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, we had so many family weddings at the old country club there. I'm just excited. Is it coming back? I was going to ask him real quick.
Yep,
but
it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility, too, for golf
instruction.
So we
can have weddings there again. That's what I'm concerned about.
Mary's looking for the party.
Yeah.
We'll play golf and then go in the clubhouse and have a few.
Sounds good. Maybe I will. It's close enough to my house.
See, there you go.
Yeah.